Hello, hello, hello. Testing, 1, 2. Let me just check up on my page here to see if everything's working. Yeah. Ooh. Okay, so just give me a second here while I share my screen. All right, everybody, can you see me, hear me? Anything? I'm just loading up something here on my phone. Let's see if okay. All right. So here we are. I'm not sure if people can see what I'm doing, but nonetheless, I am going to try to showcase this fixed bug I had. All right. So if you came into my analytics, just check, make sure everything's running okay on my, yeah, okay, great. All right, so right now I'm on my quant analytics page dashboard. Gonna go into the Forex systematic generated. There was a bug in here. I fixed it finally. Wanna talk about it. I put up an incomplete version of what I'm seeing in the markets today, and that was on YouTube. Okay, so these are the best players. Let me just make sure everything is hunky-dory. Yes, thank you. I can see everything. All right, so here we are. These are the fastest movers right now, almost at that is USD ZAR. And the next best one with a better volume, you can clearly see here, moving at roughly 2%, 2.02%, is the U.S. Czech, U.S. Norwegian krone. 41.47 is the volume. Hungarian, very low. And the Swiss franc against the South African rand. Here's the volumes. The probably one of the better places to put your cash is in probably this one right here. I'm really surprised in this volume, actually, if you want my opinion. That's for the USD check. This one, USD CZK. So here, as I mentioned before, we have finally, this is a bug that was not working, was this most profitable opportunity. The first thing we want to look at is the spread. Let me just see if I can reset this. This does not look right. But what we can do is the one out of the batch that I like the most in here, are these top performers, is probably this one, the USD check. I am going to look at the Oanda live spread cost. Let's see what we have here. Let's just check on that. So we are looking at the USZ. So here's the problem. The spread's pretty high for this pair. USZ, CZK, you can see here it's 104. So that is a bit of a challenge, but the price movement's looking not too bad, as you can see here. Looks like I got some more bugs to fix, but overall this is good. But you can clearly see the move up from 22.5 to 23.21, and that's since November 8th, and today's the 13th. So those are not bad moves for Forex with no leverage. That's about a 5% move. Whoop de doo. You could do that one day with crypto. That's not too bad. The spread, it's a little high. It's pretty high, actually. But when, darn, you can't show the spread here. Actually, here's the pricing targets for this. So you'd be looking at roughly, let's say the closing price is 22.37. So last close we have here is at 23.08. So your entry could be here to confirm your entry at 2376 and maybe get out at 2462 as a small return on the daily move. So let's check out the price. So that's at 2306 right now. So 2306, as it edges closer, you could probably maybe even get in at 2377. Well, actually, it's in the golden zone for sure, because it's in between these two levels, 2 and 3, for Fibonacci. So that's probably 2306. So it's in the golden zone. If you want to take a trade, look for the 2376 and then exit 2462. But do realize that this these targets can change soon. So that's probably what I'd look for right now. Let me just see on my stream if there's any comments or anything. Let's see here if there's anybody checking or nope. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. And just thought I'd put that together for anybody who's interested. Let me know what you think. If you have any comments, just let me know. But that's probably the best thing, as I'm clearly having to fix some more bugs in this particular area of the Forex. But we got the charts working for at least the critical ones for these charts right here, the trading charts. On that, we shall talk to you later. Have a good day.